who's going to be talking in the next segment around ODBC, take an arrow to the knee. Lovely talk title. So over to you, Matthew.
Thank you very much. Hey, greetings, everybody. Hi, and anyone who's watching on the streaming. So, like he said, this is ODBC Takes an Arrow to the Knee. I'm going to be giving a talking about utilizing Apache Arrow in context of database connectivity. Before we get going, just a little bit about who I am and why you should care at all what I had to say. So I'm Matt Topol. I wrote the book on Apache Arrow right here. The publisher sends me copies whenever I go to conferences, so if you can find me throughout the conference, I have one copy in my backpack every day that I will give to someone and sign it and whatever, because I can. I'm also a member of the Apache Arrow PMC. I primarily work a lot on the Go implementation, but also contribute to PyArrow, C++, ADBC itself, and I'm also a committer on Iceberg and developing the Golang implementation of Iceberg. So, if you're not familiar with Apache Arrow, quick primer. Apache Arrow is an in-memory column-oriented data format. Okay, it's a spec. The idea is that you have this in-memory performant, column-oriented data format that it can be identical on the wire as it is in memory, which enables you to transport data between different systems with no serialization, deserialization overhead, or little overhead. It also has implementations in a truly ridiculous number of languages. C++, Go, C#, Julia, MATLAB, JavaScript all have implementations of the Arrow spec and many more languages that I didn't mention. If you're not familiar with the term columnar or column-oriented, very simple to understand. Typically, when you're talking about representing the data of a struct of a table in memory, the often way of doing that is row-oriented, where the data from each individual column for a given row is collectively in order in contiguous memory. In a column-oriented way, you have the data for each column is contiguous. One of the reasons for this is that it makes it much more efficient for and friendly to vectorization and SIMD operations. If you're not familiar with vectorization, SIMD, vectorization pretty obvious, and the idea being that to do vectorized operations, the data has to already be contiguous in memory. So by having your general in-memory representation of your data already be contiguous by column, you can perform vectorized operations with no transforming it or manipulating it to make it work. So if you wanted to do something, say, reading data, you want to read only one or two columns, not all the columns. Well, because the data is contiguous as column-oriented, you don't have to read the extra columns. This is one of the reasons why Parquet is very